Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with our special Christmas edition, and here are the inspirational stories just for you.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to learn about a group of college students that are using their Christmas break to share Jesus with others.
I'm John Graham, and one of the most successful faith-based films of all time is released on DVD on December 22nd, War Room, and its producer, Alex Kendrick, joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with Keith Getty of the musical group The Gettys and share a great opportunity for this Christmas season.
I'm Myrna Brown, and we've got a special Christmas message from the band Cutlass.
Also today, a Christmas thought from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention, on our Mission Georgia Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio.
Hey there, this is Juliana Smoke. It's been such a joy to bring you inspirational stories each week, and I pray that you have a Christ-filled Christmas.
Thanks, Juliana. Let's hear the story of how BCM students at ABA College spend their Christmas on mission from Juliana, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
When most people are finishing up last-minute Christmas errands, Baptist Collegiate Ministry students at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College in Tifton, Georgia, are using their time to share Jesus by having a stay-at-home mission trip. Penny Chestnut is a campus minister for the Baptist Collegiate Ministries, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Penny.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you. How does a stay-at-home mission trip work?
Well, what we do is finals are over on a Tuesday this year, and as soon as finals are over, we start at 4 o'clock. We meet down here at the BCM building, and the mission trip begins, and it will last from Tuesday till Monday of the following week. And we just do ministry in our own backyard.
Oh, wow. Well, and in the evening, you're teaching the students on how to share their faith.
Yes. One of the big components is we try to, every day, and especially, like, several of them have been on mission trips with us before, so what we try to do is take the new ones, and we spend a day, they watch the Passion of the Christ, and really think about what Jesus did for them. And then we go over ways that you can share your faith, leading questions and things like that. And then this year, we're going to take them out into the community, and we will have a video camera, and they will ask people such questions as, do you believe in heaven? And if you do, how do people get there? And then from there, they will take the leading questions that they've gone with and end up sharing their faith. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful way to share Christ at Christmas.
That's right. Is this the first time these students have ever shared their faith?
Oh, most of them it is. For the newer students, it is. They don't even know how. That doesn't mean they're not Christians, but they've just for somehow never figured out, how do I tell someone how to know this Jesus that I know?
Mm-hmm. And how have you seen the students' lives changed when they put into practice what they've learned?
Oh, my word. I had a boy last year. It's part of the Christmas trip, mission trip, too. We go around and we work with what they call Manna Drop, which is an opportunity for the students to feed 300 families. We give them box dinners for Christmas. And they come through the line. As they come through the line, we do the paperwork for them. And then we are asked every car, which last year there were 300, we pray for those people in that car. And then just go with them about their families, what's going on, and then pray specifically for them. And as a result of that, last year, one of my students, he just got fired up and became a prayer warrior. My heavens. And from that, it sprung to just a renewing of his faith. And bless his heart, he now feels called into the ministry.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was just like a huge turning point. It was like, you can't stop this boy from praying for folks. He'll meet people on the street. They'll tell him what's going on in their lives. He says, well, we just need to pray right now.
Wow.
It's like just a huge transformation.
Right. Wow. And how do you see being on mission during Christmas puts the season into perspective?
Well, it's like we always talk about on the mission trip about how, you know, we get all these gifts and we expect all these things at Christmas. And this is the time of the year where God has done so much for us and we're focused on his birth that this is an opportunity to give back to God a Christmas gift of service. And so it totally changes it. They realize that it's not about them and what they get. It's about Christ and what he did.
I know you're probably getting busy wrapping up all the final details for this stay-at-home mission trip. How can we pray for you and the students?
oh, please pray that they will get it, that we talk about especially sharing the gospel in ways that they specifically, things they can say and what they can do, pray that they will get it. Because, you know, this is a lost and dying world. Right here in your own hometown, especially over Christmas, these kids will go home and they will see their families. A lot of them are lost. They'll come back to school, but we have a lot of lost students. That they will just get fired up and have a burning desire to share Christ and the gospel.
We've been speaking with Penny Chestnut, campus minister for the Baptist Collegiate Ministries at Abraham Baldwin Agriculture College. Thank you for speaking with us today and sharing how you're using the Christmas break to equip students on how to share their faith. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Merry Christmas!
From everyone here at Life with Purpose Radio. Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio.
Hi, this is John Graham with The Culture Connection, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Thanks, John.
Well, what a great year and Christmas present for the Kendrick Brothers and the movie War Room as it hits DVD release in just days. We get more with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Well, we've been blessed to have Stephen Kendrick on the Culture Connection numerous times, but the other half of the Kendrick Brother production team, Alex, joins us today on the Culture Connection to talk about War Room and its DVD release. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
Man, it is a joy to have you. We've heard from Stephen, like I said, numerous times. It's just great to have you on the show and to hear your perspective of the miracle that is War Room. Can you kind of fill us in from release until now? I know you're full of amazing stories. The box office receipts don't tell the full story, but they sure tell a pretty powerful one. So just kind of fill our listeners in a little bit about some of that, if you don't mind.
I tell you what, we fully gave this project War Room to the Lord when we first pitched the idea of making a movie about an elderly woman's prayer closet. Not many people were excited. This, you know, the concept originally just didn't seem like it was going to be that theatrical. And so we put the movie together and prayed our way through it. We were hoping for, you know, 30 to 40 million at the box office. It ended up doing 67, which shocked Sony and us and seemingly everybody else. And for me, it's just a reminder that the best way to handle anything is in full prayer, devoting it to the Lord, doing it as unto the Lord, and letting him bring whatever fruit he wants to bring. We had miracles on set that I can't explain. We've had miracles in the impact of the film. Couples calling, saying, this movie saved our marriage. You know, we were headed for a divorce. Someone encouraged us to go see the film, so we did. I mean, numerous times, not just one couple. And when they left with this thought, instead of fighting against each other, we're going to start fighting for our marriage. Mm. And praying for each other. And this War Room concept of going to the Lord in prayer before you face your issues and battles, as Matthew 6, verse 6 tells us to do, go into your inner room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. So it really impacted us as well. So it's on DVD December 22nd. It is packed. Every inch of that DVD is packed with as much material as we can put on there, from fun stuff like bloopers and deleted scenes to really inspirational stories of how we made it, what we saw God do, and how we can encourage churches to further develop strategic prayer ministries, you know, among their people. So we're just thrilled to get this out on December 22nd.
Well, one of the things that right when it was releasing, and there was so much buzz at the time on social media, I was loving seeing the clips of the interviews that were taking place. One stands out in my mind where the news anchor basically just fell apart on the air crying about how this movie inspired his life.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that was a young man in California. It was in a local Fox News affiliate, and he had seen the film, and it just he hit a place in his heart. And as he was interviewing us, you're right, he got really emotional, and it further demonstrated to us that, you know, when God wants to do something, he can do it.
Yeah.
And we're asking God to touch lives and hearts. And again, not so, you know, it's not about a movie being successful. We really long to see revival in our culture and God's people wholeheartedly turning to him and fighting the good fight of faith, living their faith. And we're so, in America, we're so lukewarm, and that's the one place Jesus says he does not want us to be. And and so I'm hopeful that these films in a small way will help inject truth and inspiration into the lives of first the body of Christ, and then beyond that, of course, drawing people to the gospel.
Well, the DVD comes out and is available on the 22nd. You, Stephen, have any scenes where you're double-dutching?
You know, we did some of it ourselves off camera, but that, you know, if you do any of those tricks that you see, man, it really does take athleticism and talent. And we're amazed that T.C. Stallings and some of the kids who practice for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, did those stunts. Everything you see in the movie, you know, there's no trick photography.
Wow.
They really did what you see in the film, and I was so impressed watching how that came together. Everything else is beyond me.
Know your limits, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, Alex, it's a joy to spend a few minutes with you, and I want to encourage everybody, those last-minute Christmas presents, nothing could be better than filling a stocking with a call to prayer. And so War Room is available on the 22nd, and I'm sure it's available everywhere from Walmart to BarnesandNoble.com. Alex Kendrick with the Kendrick Brothers Pictures, and it is a privilege to have you with us. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present weekly stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope as you hear the stories that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose. During this holiday season, take just a moment if you can and let us hear from you. Our email is always available, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we look forward to seeing your comments about the program, questions you may have, and story suggestions. You can also get to us by Facebook, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @LWP Radio. And how about a free gift for you? It's the book, The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, from best-selling author Steve Parr. And you can get it absolutely free just by going to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Again, for the free book, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Just a small way of saying thank you for listening. Well, let's get back to our stories on our special Christmas edition of the program. Myrna, who's in the wings?
Thanks, Rod. We've got a special Christmas message from the band Cutlass.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is a Christmas thought from Dr. J. Robert White of the Georgia Baptist Convention on our Mission Georgia Moment.
I'm Ron Lawson of Life with Purpose Radio. In Luke's account of the coming of the Christ child, he writes, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. How blessed we are that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He is a gift for all people. I wish for you and your family a joyful Christmas season."
And here is Ron with a story, Joy and Irish Christmas.
We love the music of Christmas, and Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with Keith Getty and shares a great musical opportunity for the season. Let's listen.
I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me today Eddie Oliver, a Georgia Baptist State missionary serving our churches in music and worship ministry. Thank you for being with us, Eddie.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And on the phone, we have a very special guest, Keith Getty, who along with his wife and musical group, the Gettys, are on their Christmas tour entitled Joy and Irish Christmas. Keith, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Absolutely thrilled. Thank you so much. I feel like an adopted Georgian. Haven't been back to Atlanta so many times now.
Yeah, we love that. We love that very much. The first thing that we need to say is that the Gettys are with us in Atlanta Monday night, December 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Fox Theater. The Gettys, along with the Georgia Baptist Jubal Chorus, are in concert that evening, and as I understand, there are still seats available. Keith, please tell our listeners about this special Christmas concert tour.
Well, it's a huge thing. Obviously, we've been to Atlanta a number of years and have been fortunate enough to have sold-out concerts at the Cobb Energy Center, and then the opportunity came to move it to the Fox Theater and make it essentially the last night on the road of the tour. We always finish every year in the Skirmahorn Symphony Center in Nashville, but the penultimate night is in Atlanta this year when it's in a massive, almost gala show, 5,000-seat Fox Theater, having a number of special guests, some of our friends, and our whole band sharing in that evening. And it's a whole new show. We reinvented the show where the first half is like an Irish festival, very high energy, virtuosic, a lot of humor. You get to know all the people involved in the show, a lot of dance. Then the second half of the show was like a carol service, where we read through the Christmas story and sing carols together. So we're so excited. And I think Monday the 21st of December is just a beautiful day, just that close to Christmas, with a lovely sense of magic that Christmas brings when we're that close and our minds are more and more thinking about those subjects.
Well, I'm telling you, I can hardly wait. I've seen Joy and Irish Christmas in former years, and I'm looking forward to the new approach you're taking this year. So there's still time here in Georgia to attend this concert, Joy and Irish Christmas, and our Georgia Baptist Jubal Chorus will be backing up the Gettys. Eddie, tell us a little bit about the Jubal Chorus and what we can experience on Monday night.
Well, first of all, we're excited. This is going to be our third year to be the featured chorus with the Gettys. And any time you have the opportunity to sing with the Gettys, especially at the Fox Theater, it's going to be an exciting time. It's a group of about 150. We normally have about 500 when we're all together, but we're having about 150 at the Fabulous Fox. It's going to be great.
Keith, I want to thank you for what you and Kristen have brought to the church, and you've created a fresh new sound in writing hymns that we're all singing, such as In Christ Alone and Power of the Cross and Speak, O Lord, and new Christmas songs which are a part of the concert. Tell us about a new favorite of mine, the song Joy Has Dawned.
Oh, Joy Has Dawned, yeah. That's a hymn we wrote. Well, it was the first Christmas hymn Christopher Turner and I wrote. After wrote In Christ Alone, and it was through the whole Christmas story, and it's become quite popular. It's actually made the last several major hymn books, which has been a real honor. But one of the things about it is it follows the five windows. The second half of the show, we've brought in a brilliant staging team this year who create like a sort of a village festival stage in the first half. In the second half, it's like there's all these stained glass windows, and Joy Has Dawned actually takes you through the five stained glass windows. One's creation,
beautiful.
One is Advent and prophecy, one is birth. One is incarnation, death, resurrection, and one is second advent. And so Joy Has Dawned actually is a beautiful way of taking you through the five windows. But the windows light up as the concert goes through and the readings go through. So you have a sense of the whole journey of Christmas.
How wonderful. That sounds magnificent. And Keith, I want our listening audience to hear some of Joy Has Dawned. Let's listen now. Look forward to Joy and Irish Christmas concert. Eddie, please tell us again about the concert and how, if they hurry, people can still get tickets.
Okay, of course, it's going to be at the Fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta on Monday, December 21st. It's at 7:30 at night. You can go to the Fox Theater website, foxtheater.org, or you can call 855-285-8499. Depending on how close you want to sit, I'm sure they probably still have some seats available, but call right away.
Keith, we want to thank you and Kristen so much for your commitment to worship and to the church, and Georgia Baptists love you with all of our hearts. We look forward to more of what God has planned through you. Tell us what's coming up in your ministry.
Next year, we're excited about a new project of hymns of gospel and mission called Facing a Task Unfinished. It was inspired by the hymns of Frank Houghton, where we did a special focus on Christian martyrdom for Christians in Africa and Asia and China. It's been a year of terrible tragedies, and so we wanted to shine a light on that.
Yes.
We wanted to get people aware of what's going on in the world, but also getting people to realizing the reality of what it is to take up a cross and actually live the Christian walk.
Amen. Thank you so much, Keith. And to our listeners, remember the concert, Joy and Irish Christmas, featuring the Gettys and the Georgia Baptist Jubal Chorus. Tickets and more information at gettymusic.com. That's G-E-T-T-Y, music.com. And if you cannot get to the live concert, local PBS stations across the nation are carrying the concert here in Atlanta on Christmas Eve, WPBA Channel 30, and in the Chattanooga area, WTCI Channel 45. Check gettymusic.com on your local listings for times. I've had the pleasure today of talking with Keith Getty of the Gettys and Eddie Oliver, one of our fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries leading in music and worship. Keith, we'll see you soon, and thanks to both you and Kristen and all of the group for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more information on Joy and Irish Christmas, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Hark, the herald angel sings, Jesus, the light of the world. I'm Myrna Brown. I love that song, one of my favorite Christmas songs. And as we celebrate the greatest gift of all, I'm thankful you listen to Life with Purpose Radio. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Myrna. Here's a question. Have we lost the reason we celebrate Christmas each year? Well, the group Cutlass answers this question and others posed by Myrna Brown to members of the band now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Could there be something you forgot beyond the bows and mistletoe, the tree with presents wrapped below? There's more to this than you had ever thought. Have we lost the reason that we celebrate each year? What is Christmas if there never was a Savior wrapped in a manger? What is Christmas without Christ?
That's the question that flows through the Cutlass Christmas hit, This Is Christmas. And joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is John Micah Summerall. Hi, John Micah.
How's it going?
It's going well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. That song was recorded several years ago, and yet the lyrics still resonate. Why do you think that is?
One of the struggles during the Christmas season is there's so much going on, it's really easy for us to get distracted and to focus on all of the busyness and, you know, the lights, the trees, the presents, got to get something for everybody, and we got Christmas cookies to make, and and like, it's just amazing how stressful the holiday season has become. And I think a big reason of it is because we're focused on all of the material things that have become a part of the Christmas season. Yet as a Christian, as a believer, we should be reminded that what is the purpose of Christmas? What is it really all about? And for us, it's a season and it's a day to remind us of the birth of our Savior. And that's the most wonderful thing that we could possibly ever celebrate. And so This Is Christmas is a song just to remind us that, man, don't get focused on everything else and the lights and the trees and trying to have the quintessential Bing Crosby perfect Christmas. But to really focus on Christ and the birth of our Savior, and that's where we find fulfillment. I think it's so funny, virtually every Christmas, right, we have the Christmas morning, you do the presents, and it's super fun, and it's great, and then I don't know if everyone else's home is like mine, but generally, Christmas afternoon, there's like this big lull. It's like all the hype is done,
right?
All the presents are open, and then it's kind of like, what now?
Yeah.
And you've already played with some of the toys or whatever, you know, and the kids are kind of like, okay, I played with all my new toys. Mm-hmm. What do we do now? It's kind of like this weird emptiness in the afternoon because it's all centered around this materialistic thing. So I think that's a fantastic time for us to open up the Bible and say, you know what? This is what Christmas is all about. And we can be reminded that Christ came to save us. And man, that's all we need.
That should be.
Yes.
That should be the tradition. Now, speaking of tradition,
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
There are some traditional songs on this Christmas album, O Holy Night, Mary, Did You Know, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. So when you were growing up, which one of those songs did you enjoy singing as a kid?
I've always loved O Holy Night. I think that song is just has so much passion to it, and just it's such a beautiful, beautiful song. That was one of the reasons we really wanted to do that one when we did this Christmas EP.
Shining, it is the night
the morning, Christmas morning, the day, how will you spend it this year?
Don't tell my kids, but we're getting a puppy for Christmas this year. So I will probably be spending my time chasing that puppy around, trying to get it potty trained and to come when called. And
wow.
It will probably be a very, very busy Christmas morning for me. But yeah, generally we'll do presents in the morning. You know, the kids come down, I open their stockings. And then we do presents. My family probably come over and we'll spend some time together as a family and have a meal. And then we generally do open up to Luke chapter 2 and read the Christmas story and talk about things that we're thankful for and what God's been showing us throughout the year. And it's just a great family time together.
Well, we've been talking to John Michael Summerall, and the name of the project is This Is Christmas. Thanks so much, John Micah.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having me.
And again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Well, as our special holiday edition of Life with Purpose Radio comes to a close, here's a Christmas thought from Dr. J. Robert White of the Georgia Baptist Convention and Life with Purpose Radio.
I recently returned from the Holy Land, where I traveled with 300-plus Georgia Baptists. Most of them are singing men of Georgia, known as the Jubals. We had pastors and wives and also laity from our churches. One of my favorite sites in the Holy Land is the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The current church was built in the mid-500s A.D., the first church in the mid-300s A.D. There's a very early tradition that this was the place where Jesus Christ was born. There's a cave underneath the church. That first church that was built there was built to protect that holy place, that holy site, and has done so now for centuries. Even after the destruction of the first church and the building of the current church, it has protected that cave where traditionally Jesus Christ was born, written about by Justin Martyr as early as 160 A.D. But you know, the most wonderful thing as you walk down those stone steps into that cave is to see the people from all across the world who have come there to worship the Christ child. They come, some weeping, some singing, some fall to their knees and kiss the stone floor as they come to worship the Savior of the world. And we're reminded in this Christmas season, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the greatest gift of Christmas.
For more information about Mission Georgia, go to missiongeorgia.org. That's missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, BCM Christmas Missions, War Room the Movie, Joy, an Irish Christmas, and the group Cutlass, This Is Christmas. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, have a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.